T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football takes being fired from all angles. Let's not actually bother with asking Sal about which bathroom sink in our facility is used the most often. We can do better. Sal Capaccio on, unless he wants to. Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Her Hotline. Sal, how are you holding up these days?
Trying. I think far left, maybe. I'm not really sure. Is that an option?
Far left?
No, second from the right is my answer.
Okay.
I don't know that it's the most frequently used. It's the one that I always go to.
Well, you would say it was most frequently used then because you're just...
It's most frequently used by me. It's the only sink I ever use, but I never asserted it would be the most... Well, I guess
you did. That was the question.
That was the question. I answered, I guess, not taking the population into account. So I may have rushed the answer
when
I gave it to him. The fight continues. We're at odds here, Sal.
Sal, so Bill's coaches head into the lab here for the bye week.
Yeah.
As the players get away, and I imagine the coaches, do they get a couple of days? You could tell us. But what are a couple of things, offense and defense, wherever this takes you, what are a couple of things as we're all sitting here talking about theories on what isn't going better that they should want or that you think they, will want to change, if there are even a few things like this, when they come out of the bye?
So I think schematically on offense, one thing that popped up last game or in the last couple of weeks actually has been a bit of the pass protection issues when teams are doing certain things to the Bills. And I think that they're going to have to figure out like what's happening there and why that is. There was too much interior pressure in this game against the Falcons, I thought. Why is that? What's happening there? That's for Aaron Kromer and Joe Brady to figure out. And they'll get in there and they'll look at that. Why did they allow so much pressure against the Falcons? Yes, a team that blitzes a lot. You knew they were going to blitz a lot, but they still did. And the Patriots did a nice job of that as well at times. So even the Saints, I think that there's probably a little bit of that that's going on. I think hearing Sean McDermott talk about too cute a couple weeks ago and then say after this game, when asked about the jet sweep to Elijah Moore, he said, there's always plays you want to have back. And he said, Joe knows how I feel about it. We've talked about it. So I think those are things you're going to have conversations about, how to attack on those short yardage. Short yardage is an issue. I think it's been an issue this year, an issue from both schematic, what the play call is, I guess, and maybe not outsmarting yourself, but also just getting the first down and executing. So those are things I think on offense that they're looking at, and probably, separation, wide receiver, all that kind of stuff. Is that personnel? Is that scheme? I think all of that's got to be baked in. Defensively, I know the run defense is the, statistically what pops out at you. And sure, you're going to have to clean some things up. I think tackling, injuries, a lot of that plays into it. But I think really something that needs to be addressed is what's been happening with their zone defense and coverage, like Drake London just being wide open. There's too much space. Too much space there. And, why is that happening right now? Why a team that's known to have really good zone defense, play great zone defense for years, suddenly is that defense starting to, I'm not going to say fail them, but it's certainly not where it was. And look, when they went to man-to-man, they were better last week, right? So what's happening there? Is that a product of the pass rush, the linebackers, the corners, the safety, everybody? I think those are things they have to look at.
Boy, the zone defense thing, we talked about this already a couple of different times briefly today, Sal. I just think there's a lot, and we got into it with Eric Wood a little bit too. There's a lot of guys that it feels like are sort of they're guarding their quadrant, if you will, right? They're like they're carrying out their assignment, going where they're supposed to go, but then they're not reacting to the play that's happening. They're not reacting to the traffic as it's coming. And I'm thinking of Rapp a lot for this. He's easy to single out because he's often out high and often enough by himself. But I feel like he is caught sort of just being slow to react when there isn't someone coming over the top that he has to worry about. And that leaves you short on a lot of those plays.
Yeah, I think both safeties in this situation, Bulldog, and I don't disagree with you. I think that that's happening. That is the main thing I take away, too. This was a Tre'Davious White point, I think, early in the season when we talked about him giving up plays to the Miami guys and Jalen Waddle. And I said, look, I mean, I think he's there. He's not reacting to the play, but he doesn't want to get beat deep, right? It feels like, it almost feels to me, and I don't know this, right? It just kind of feels like this is a defense that's been so prideful on not giving up explosive plays that they're so guarded against it that they're also not making plays in front of them, right? Does that make sense? You know what
yes,
I'm saying? Like
yes.
they want to make sure they don't get beat over the top. Maybe it's time to have a bit of a philosophical shift and say, look, we're gonna have to be a little more risky. And if you beat us over the top, good play by you. But I'm not gonna be just coming up and trying to make tackles every time and allowing you to catch the ball 10 yards, you know, off the line of scrimmage. I can't let that happen anymore. And maybe there's a philosophical shift that has to come with that as well. So I do think that. And then, you know, I think Bishop's been back there as well. Same thing has happened to him, kind of, that you're describing with mm-hmm. Taylor Rapp. And, you know, last game I watched, Taylor Rapp was near the line of scrimmage a lot. And, you know, him and Terrell Bernard, both there, these are not the biggest of guys. And I think that's contributing a little bit to the tackling issue because now you have to get through people and you have to get caught through the wash, as they say. And you're not as much spacing when you're a little bit further away from the line of scrimmage. So that's a different issue now. It's a run issue. But these are all things you have to diagnose and figure out how you want to align guys and how you want to play.
Is it too late? I want to ask a question about Monday night that I should have asked yesterday. So apologies if it's like not fresh in anybody's mind here. But when Atlanta went up on the long Robinson run, 21-7, and the Bills had already been struggling on offense, and you had, like, they've been in the end zone now, the Falcons, three times, just barely into the second quarter. I did this on Twitter a little bit, because the Bills get the ball back and punt fourth and three at their 49. They had third and three, incomplete pass, fourth and three, down 14, like with more than half of the second quarter still to go in the game. And, I mean, I might be sort of the unofficial captain for this kind of thing, but I got a lot of, why are we punting? And I just thought at that point, even though there's so much of the second quarter left, that they just wanted to get to the locker room alive. Like just, you know, offense and defense kind of doing nothing. And I wasn't there to sort of bang on them for that punt, but I probably should have been. I don't know. Did either of you have any thought about that?
I remember during the broadcast, Eric said this could be four down territory. And then they punted. So I remember that part of it. I got the exact same call on the Extra Point show on Monday. Guy brought it up, and I didn't even think about it until he brought it up. And I said, you know, I guess you could say that, no doubt. I think what they were thinking, when this happens, now look, and the way the caller phrased it was, McDermott needs to evolve. But we all know he has evolved in this area, right? He's been very good on these things.
Yeah.
He really has. But that might be an instance where you could maybe say, okay, that's one spot where you should have been a little bit different. And I think, well, why would he be? He's so good on this stuff. He's been evolved with this stuff, so why would he? And I go back to sometimes over the years, Sean has made a comment that said, you know, you want to win the game, but you got to make sure first that you don't let it get away from you and you can't lose it.
Right.
And I'm thinking in that moment, it's a one score game. And if they do fail on that, it could be, he's thinking it could be 21-7 right away. And I can't let that happen. Now, granted,
well, it already was 21-7.
Oh, it's 28-7.
Right, sorry. Right.
28-7 is like, oh my God, like what?
Right.
We can't let that happen. So that's probably what he's thinking. I'm not sure. Yeah, you could definitely criticize it. I'm not saying you can't, Mike, but I think that would be probably the reason why. Now, just to get to the locker room alive, look, you guys had a caller yesterday who said, why aren't they sitting on the ball? at the end of the half. And Bulldog, I think, made the right point, and both you did, which is like, wait a minute, Mike, you said, I was listening, you said, we waited 20 years for them not to do that, and right. they finally didn't do it. Right. What, are you criticizing them for it now?
Right. I want to win. I'm trying to win the game. So.
Right, right.
Yeah, I sort of had to look in the mirror after that because I wasn't mad at that punt because I thought maybe that's what McDermott was thinking, which is like, we got to get to halftime.
Yeah, I think running a play there at midfield down 21-7, if you decide to punt, I can rectify the later, like trying to get a point, get points later when it's safer. Right? Because I would understand him being shook by that first half performance. We were all kind of shook by it. I think it's 21-7. What is happening here? Like, we're getting boat raced on Monday Night Football. Yeah. We need to stabilize here. And I you know, sure, I don't want to be negative outcome guy all the time. I've grown to appreciate McDermott's aggressiveness on those plays. But at midfield, 4th and 3, I can get with a punt and then still finding the gas pedal later at the end of the half to try to get points when you're not maybe as much in peril of giving them points if you don't succeed.
I also wonder, and it's a good question, Mike. Maybe I could, you know, it's so far away from the game. I don't know if it's a proper
yeah, I know.
Ask him now.
Yep.
But I would say, I wonder if it mattered that the Bills were getting the ball after halftime. Right? You know, I mean, like,
yeah.
If the Falcons were getting the ball after halftime, maybe he does go for it and say, look, I got to get a possession back here. I can't give them another possession. But because they were getting the ball, maybe they felt, look, we get a stop here. We're going to be okay. We can regroup and we can score after halftime, which, by the way, they did.
Right.
Right? And they did wind up making it 21-14.
Right. I think regroup is the ultimate word in this discussion. Sal Capaccio with us on the Westher hotline. So, I mean, just like we talked about with Eric an hour ago, if you put it all together, how bad is it? You know how it sounds? You've been here with us these years. It's another year where they've lost 2 in a row, and I kind of feel like we've been in this sort of panic, almost sounding like we're panicking as a, you know, as a group whenever they lose these back-to-back games like they've done before. I don't know. However you want to sort of contextualize it, Sal, like DEFCON or just all together, how worried should we be?
I'm concerned about some of the things that have happened over the last couple of weeks, but I draw back on the same concerns from last year when they lost back-to-back and looked really bad against the Ravens and Texans in back-to-back weeks, arguably worse than they were looked over the last two games. They weren't even competitive, really, until maybe a little portion of that Texans game
right.
last year. That wasn't really the case in either of the last 2 weeks. I remember losing to Jacksonville, down in their place. And, there's a lot of things to draw from here. But for me, the ultimate answer to your question, Mike, comes down to comps, right? Comparisons. And what I mean by that is, am I comparing it to what the Buffalo Bills have been over the last several years? Then yeah, but they're not playing that team. You know who they're playing? The other teams in the AFC who all have warts, who all have problems. And you're not comparing it to some Chiefs team or Ravens team or Bengals team that's running away with anything. Like, this thing is still right there for the Bills, despite the fact that they haven't looked like the Bills. They haven't looked like they've looked. They're not playing against that same team anymore.
Right.
They're not playing against even the rest of the AFC from the last several years. They're playing against the current version of the 2025 AFC. Now, we could definitely say, well, guess what? Look what the Chiefs are doing. Okay, but they are still 3-2 right now, right? I think is that the record?
Well, they had this happen to them at the start of the season.
Right.
Right.
That's exactly right. Go ahead. We can project that they're going to get so much better, but we don't know that until they do it, right?
Right.
So, to me, panic mode? Well, if the Bills were in an AFC, that was maybe what it was the year that, Cincinnati came to Buffalo and beat them in the playoffs and what those teams looked like. Yeah, I think you'd have a little bit more of a, okay, what are we doing here? That's not the case right now. So you look at the schedule ahead, you look at where they are, you look what everybody else is right now and say, hey, yeah, you know what? You still have everything in front of you.
It's so funny how every year we sort of fall for the same thing. Right, like we know in August or even in May, whenever the schedule comes out, and we look, look at this, four out of the first six at home or whatever, road trips, strength of schedule and all this stuff. The season begins, and the Bills are 4-0, and we take the you're going to rest guys in week 18 conversation for a spin. Thank God we did when we did, because we don't get to have it anymore. but you should always know, right? As bad as the Chiefs looked like they were down weeks 1 through 4 or 1 through 3, They look like the Chiefs. The Bills, they're wobbling right now, but they'll probably be back. And it'll all sort of normalize. Like, I don't think anything is going to end up that different. It's just how the teams each get to 12-5 and 13-4 may have been different. Like, the timing of their losses and their dips in the season were at different times. I mean, I don't know. I don't have to be right about that, but it's happened year over year where at different points in the season, it seems like, oh my God, the everything is falling apart. They're never going to get there, and then they win six in a row.
Just 2 years ago, they were 6-5, maybe. They fire Ken Dorsey. They beat the Jets, and they go to Philly and lose. Were they 6-5 maybe after that? I have to go back and look at their
record.
Might
have been 6-6 after Philly.
6-6.
There you go. I mean, this is just 2 years ago we're talking about, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you have Josh Allen, and he's league MVP, and he's great, and you want to just boat race every team and, you know, just kind of basically kick your feet up through Thanksgiving and enjoy it and then say, let's rest everybody week 18. It's competitive sports, right? They're professionals. It's Deion Dawkins in the locker room. Like, he was upset they lost, but he tried to put it in perspective. He's like, look, I know you say you can't win them all, but you truly can't win them all, right? Like, that's just the way it works. And it's sports, and you go through this, and you have to fix what's wrong. I mean, there's a lot of football left, and that is true. You'd love for them to be playing their best football every week. There are concerns with this team. There's no doubt about it. There's some personnel things, changes that they could make, they might have to make, whatever it is. But that's what they get paid to do, and we'll see what they come out of the lab with after this bye week. But let's also see what the rest of the AFC looks like. I'm not ready to anoint the Chiefs as suddenly, oh, my God, they're back. Look at them. Did you guys see the story going on with Josh Simmons, by the way? I don't know if you saw
So that. I'm glad you brought that up. What is that? Reed wouldn't talk about it.
I have no idea, because that's the point, like, which is, so Josh Simmons, they're really excellent rookie left.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Tackle, right, that they drafted, like, oh my God, they found a guy, he's great, he dropped in the draft because of injuries. He was listed with an illness as questionable last week, and then he was ruled out of the game, and then apparently, according to the guy who covers him, I forget his name, my apologies, for ESPN, said that, like, he left and went to California, and he hasn't returned, and they don't know when he's returning, and it's a personal issue. Andy Reid wouldn't address it and said that Brett Veach is handling it, and he kind of reiterated that a couple times. So a lot of people are assuming, okay, something happened, a family emergency. And I hope not, and hopefully everybody's okay, obviously, right? But it doesn't sound kind of like that, the way they're talking. It sounds like something different. And even so, like, yeah. Patrick Mahomes was asked, and he said, yeah. I've talked to him. I'm not going to comment, but I'm praying for him. He didn't say I'm praying for his family. He said I'm praying for him. I don't know. Hopefully he's okay, but it just seems like a really interesting situation, obviously.
Yeah, a little scary. He didn't play last week, right?
Right.
Simmons? No, apparently not.
He was
no.
away, yeah, right.
All right. Who's the best team in the league?
I want to say Philly. I think Philly is.
Really? Okay.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's the Bucks.
Sam Panayotovich put Tampa as his number one this morning.
Tampa looks good, man. When they come here, that is an offense. That's a, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this the other day. You talk about 2018 and the draft class, and so many people wanted Josh Rosen, and you know Brandon Bean comes on the radio station. So I felt like it's 2018 again. Everybody wanted Josh Rosen. We took Josh Allen, and Baker was my guy, actually. I wanted Baker Mayfield. That's who I wanted. I loved Baker Mayfield. And then I thought, ah, I guess I was wrong about the guy. I love watching that guy play. He's got so much moxie, and I just think that going to Cleveland obviously was a wasteland for him, and it's just another kind of point of these quarterbacks go to the Jets or Cleveland, and
madness.
What is this saying now that I've heard? And it's right. Young organizations fail young quarterbacks more than young quarterbacks fail organizations. Anyway, the point is I think the Buccaneers are really good, and they have a really good defense that's playing well, although they can be had sometimes, and they can run the ball and they can throw the ball.
All right. Any questions for us today?
No, I was actually going to ask you guys about the Josh Simmons situation, but now
that's covered.
Now that came up. All right.
I guess we got it right.
We'll have Dan Shulman tomorrow, Blue Jays.
Oh, I love that.
Broadcaster, ESPN for many years. That'll be right at 3.
Yeah.
The Jays are in Seattle for Game 3 tonight. Nice if they win. So we can have a.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well,
two things. Number one, first of all, I'm sure you know this, but Dan Shulman and our boss, Alan Davis, like Alan was his boss, right? At one time, I think Alan hired him somewhere.
Yep.
And that's great, right? I mean, like I think Dan was given an award, like as been candidate was like some Hall of Fame. He actually mentioned Alan. So that's pretty cool, right? That you know, and I know Alan, our boss.
Yeah, they were at the Fan 590 when it started.
Same with Joe Bowen.
Right.
The Leafs broadcaster for 40 years.
Yep.
Our boss, Alan, used to be Colin Coward, the program director out in Portland when he was there as well before he moved out. So anyway,
he also hired a young Paul Harvey a long time ago.
And now he's stuck with us somehow.
And that's the rest of the story.
Poor Alan.
The second thing is, I did not see, did you guys, I'm sure you watched it, but that double play that the Brewers had the other night was unbelievable.
I saw it, yeah.
Brewers better get it together.
I didn't know exactly what was happening when I watched the highlight. I had to go to the game, because I didn't have the sound on, I just was watching it. And
right.
I went to the game story to read about what had happened, because I was kind of confused about like what who was out where and all that. But yeah, I did see it.
If you have never, maybe you have, John Boy, the Twitter account John Boy, he's a Yankee fan. He does these breakdowns. He reads lips. A lot of times it's on, what do you call it? It's on, sorry guys, my car was just waiting to be here. It's on, the guys who get ejected. This wasn't ejected, but what this was him breaking down the situation here and everything that happened. And I think that you'll really get a kick out of it. If you go watch that, you'll get a kick out of it and all the different things that happened in that situation and reading the lips and all that. But anyway, John Boy, the Twitter account, did that.
All right.
Thank you, Sal. Have a good break.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Thanks.
All right. There's our Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I don't know who I want, but I can't pick Tampa. Their games are too close.
Yeah. They've won three. The start the season, they won three games, like, just about at the gun.
Yeah. They in Denver had a thing where they were never ahead, but they were winning. Or that was really Denver. I also wouldn't pick Denver. But you got to pick somebody. Who's the best team in the league? You got to pick somebody. I don't think Philadelphia is crazy, but they're the Bills. I mean, they've lost two straight.
And everybody's panicking, and there's more. There's, like, chemistry questions because of A.J. Brown, mostly, I think. I think there's concern that the whole thing is just going to derail, and just like it did 2 years ago after they beat the Bills. They tanked after that.
Yeah.
Eagles did that year. I still kind of like Detroit. I don't know if they'll get healthy enough on defense, but I think that's a really, really nice put-together team.
Here's a wild one, and, you know, maybe just laugh me out of the room with it. Can you say Seattle? Really, they had Tampa beat. They lost the opener at home to San Francisco in a close game. They've won the others. Can you get away with that? Could they be the best team in the NFL? That's probably a lot.
I do. I want to mention too. I don't know. Eric mentioned Tampa, I think, when we asked him this question, and I sort of concurred there. But he also mentioned the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs look really nice.
I think that was ultimately his answer.
Yeah.
Was Kansas City.
Yeah.
803-0550 for your calls. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. We'll look for you after the break. We've got the Sabres tonight, home to Ottawa. Pregame with Paul Hamilton at 6. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.